this is Dr. Randy, and welcome to Pause, Reflect, and Heal with Dr. Randy. I'm Dr. Randy Aronson, and we are going to take an incredible journey together, you pet parents and myself, on finding wellness and longevity for our pets. And I will help you and your pets live healthier, happier lives, so you can also, which is really important at this point. So what I'd like to do today is talk about integrative veterinary medicine, because there is and there are many questions about integrative veterinary medicine. I'd like to explain it to you, tell you a little bit about what holistic medicine is, also talk a little bit about outcomes of holistic and Western medicine, and also tell you my journey that got me to this point. So let me start right in. Integrative veterinary medicine is a holistic approach to animal care, where we combine the best of Western veterinary therapies called allopathic medicine with alternative therapies, which I don't like as much, so I call them complementary or holistic therapies, such as acupuncture, chiropractic, herbal medicine, nutritional therapy. And this approach focuses on treating the whole animal. We're taking into account their physical, emotional, environmental factors, in addition to their specific health issues. And I do this and I address these in my 1 hour consultations at my veterinary clinic, Pause Veterinary Center here in Tucson, Arizona. The integrative medicine practitioner aim is to provide an individual care plan for each one of our patients by using this combination of conventional and complementary therapies. And that is to promote healing and overall well-being. This approach emphasizes prevention and maintaining optimal health throughout the natural and non-invasive treatments whenever it's possible. So that's a little bit of a description of integrative medicine. People always aren't sure exactly what that looks like. Again, simply put, it's combining the best of Western or allopathic medicine with complementary or holistic therapies to treat the whole animal and not just what we call dis-ease. And I really emphasize that, D-I-S apostrophe E-A-S-E, because many times in Western medicine, the idea is let's put out fires, let's take care of this problem, but we're never really getting to the foundational problem that our dogs and cats may have. And this is what I do on a day-to-day basis. So when you ask about holistic medicine, it really is a focus of our veterinary care that looks at emotions, behavior, nutrition, overall well-being, addressing all the specific symptoms and overall well-being. It's often incorporating a variety of alternative or complementary therapies. In my world, I use a ton of nutritional therapy. I talk about animal biome. We talk about food sensitivity testing. We look at many different types of supplements that may provide wellness for our pets. We talk about how to alleviate the symptoms, obviously, and signs through maybe non-medication for pain and utilizing things like rehabilitation medicine. We have a whole rehabilitation program here at Pause Veterinary Center that I will talk specifically about this in a separate podcast. So the idea is, if we do this overall holistic health, we're aiming to treat the underlying cause. And again, I get back to what we call foundational medicine, and that is, what's the foundation for what this problem is? Not just the allergy, not just the cancer, not just the GI disease, but how do we get to the bottom of what is the problem? Let me give you an example of Western therapy versus Chinese therapy or another type of complementary or holistic therapy. For example, you may go to your MD, your medical practitioner, and say, my stomach is burning, I'm not feeling well, occasionally I may have some vomiting, and that diagnosis may be a stomach ulcer. So we have a stomach ulcer, the MD will prescribe certain medications, possibly some things that you can do food change wise to help that ulcer. In Chinese medicine, if you went to a Chinese practitioner, someone like myself who incorporates Chinese medicine into my normal day work and diagnosis, there actually could be 5 syndromes that could lead to a stomach ulcer. And there are things like spleen overacting on stomach, and I'm not gonna get so specific because I know some of these are foreign, But the idea is that there are actually symptoms that we see, but we're really looking at the causation, the whole body change that may cause that stomach ulcer. And so that's just a really quick review of how that might look to somebody. You know, people say like, well, what are the expected outcomes when you use integrative medicine versus Western medicine? And it's really difficult sometimes to really diagnose the effectiveness on what we call double-blind studies. Most of what I've done over the last 43 years is called experiential medicine. And what we're doing is we're looking at what we call an N of hundreds. So when I say that, when you go onto Dr. Google and you say, my dog is limping, and you'll get many responses on what people may do for that, their pet. That's called an N of one. They've looked at their pet, they've tried to decide what they might use, they've talked about what they're using and post that on Google. When I apply that to my situation on a limping dog or cat, I'm talking about N of hundreds. Hundreds of animals that I've seen over the 43 years that may be limping, trying to diagnose that by great physical examination, really, really good history, and talking about some of the things we can do to correct that situation, including decreasing the inflammation in our pet's body. And we're gonna talk more about that in a future podcast. I wanna also let you know that you can also, at any time, email me your questions. I'll bring them to my podcast. And that email is randy@drrandyaronson.com, but better even is randy@drrandypetvet.com. randy@drrandypetvet.com, and we'll have that up on our site so you can see. So that really helps us with getting your specific questions answered and really working on that type of situation. So let me just give you a quick idea of my normal day. So my day at Paws Veterinary Center is spent doing 1 hour consults with clients, either on a proactive basis, a new puppy, a new kitten that we can get on, great quality food, good supportive supplements, and on our way to wellness, decreasing things like vaccinations by doing vaccination titers, eliminating a lot of the medicines by doing things like rehabilitation or physical therapy, or food therapies to decrease inflammation in their body. And we have many, many techniques to do this. My next podcast is gonna be talking about my mnemonic called PETS, which stands for proper nutrition and biome, exercise, training, and stress reduction. And we'll talk all about those coming up next. So make sure you basically get into these videos and look for these podcasts, because we will definitely be giving you more and more information as time goes on. I also want to let you know that this podcast and my future podcast is sponsored by Paws Veterinary Center. And this is Paws Veterinary Center, just so you guys know, is for pet owners who are looking for something different, something more, where services are exceptional here and there is a broader and deeper approach to the care of your pet. We use a transformation approach, which means we take a broader approach to your animal's health. Many of the things I just talked about in this podcast. And it means a better and longer life for the pet you love and like for your family, obviously. But this also affects your life also. And it's also affecting happier, healthier pet parents. And that's what we're really aiming for. You can reach us at pawstucson.com or our phone number 520-888-7297. Please give us a call. Reach out at pawstucson.com. We'd be glad to help you in any way. And I look forward to speaking to you in my next podcast. Have a great day. And for Dr. Randy and all of our staff at Paws, this is Paws, Reflect, and Heal with Dr. Randy. Talk to you soon.